Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Locate your treasure. Matthew 6, verse 21. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. From time to time we see on television or read in magazines or in newsprint of some type that those who have devoted their life to search for treasure. It might be gold, it might be silver, it might be some other commodity, but they're always looking for something. But as you read, you discover that they never quite find it. It doesn't matter what they discover, how much it might happen to be, it's never enough. They have to go for more and more and more and more. And that's the way of the human flesh. That's the way of the heart. Because the things of this world will never satisfy. Those who seek after the things of this world will always find themselves coming up short. They will always have that lack in their life. The ones who have greatest contentment have very little. I read the letters of Paul and realize here's a man that possessed hardly anything. A jacket, a coat, a blanket, sandals. That was his possession. And he found contentment in it. The things of this world never will bring contentment in the heart, the real heart of a person. When we locate the treasure that God gives, it's a treasure that will last for eternity. Seek to know Him fully in every way possible. Search the Word of God. Ask God to reveal Himself to you as you read His Word. Not just read it to say, I read 14 chapters this day, or 21 chapters, or one chapter, or whatever it might happen to be. God spoke to me with a clear verse, or a clear message, or a clear thought, and I know it was from Him because it came from His Word. God speaks to us from His Word. Locate your treasure, and then hold on to it. It's valuable. You never want to let it go. Heavenly Father, as we seek to know You in a more clear, concise way, I pray that You might reveal Yourself to us. Help us to understand that the treasure we find from Your Word and Your presence and the life that You have given us that will last for all eternity is something that the treasure of this world could never even hold a candle to. But that treasure that You have given us, that assurance we have of eternal life, can never be measured by the things of this world. Let us put our heart and soul into serving You more than we ever have before. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.